Parshas Vayera, Tov Shin Ayin Ches. Parshas Vayera, brings us to a time of Avraham being 99 years old, an old man. Even in those times, you know, he lived 175, but he was an old man. What's the rise? Is that doing okay? An old man. And yet, something fascinating is going on in the parasha. This old man, when in today's times, he would be down in Florida playing golf. The four iron. He's a 99-year-old man. And yet, if we look in the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, Asor Nisyonois Nisnase Avraham Avinu. There were 10 Nisyonois that Avraham was Nisnase with. Three of them, the summary showing wherever the Maghloyas, three or four of them are after the age of 99 years old. After Avram has been through many Nisyonos already. What does this old man have to go through more Nisyonos for? What's the tachlis of putting this old man through more Nisyonos? He should be in a retiring home, playing golf, bowling at night with his wife, Sarah. He should go to Lincoln Lanes, bowl at night. In the morning, go to the golf course with a nice golf course, put on those old golf shoes, with that hat, that stupid hat, white hat, and they should be on the golf course. What in the world is a problem? Have to go, his brother was Misnasa. He went through Nisyonos. Even so, more so, Rabbi Isa. In the Cheshbon of the Nisyonos is Machlokes HaRishonim. So everybody will tell you of either the Nisyonos, the 10 Nisyonos that have run with Misnasa. It ended with this, the end of this week's parsha, and Yitzhak went on vacation. It ended with the Nisoyin of the Akedah. The Baruch was Ma'av, what a Nisoyin. But the Rabbeinu Yoyin learns no. And Rabbeinu Yoyin in Ovis of Perikei says that the final song was yet to come. He has another Nisoyin. After the Akedah, another Nisoyin. The Akedah, Rabbi Yitzhak. We don't understand what that means. An Akedah, Rabbi Yitzhak. Everybody says, what do you mean? The gradus of the Akedah. What do you mean? Looking through the generations, the Yidden gave up their lives, all through generations. So God, this is the moshav for the mice of Rav Pam. And one guy once came to Torah V'das, to Rav Pam. Yesterday, Balabas came over to him and said, I don't understand the gradus of David HaMelech's Tehillim. So I'm psukim the Zimra already. The whole psukim this is full of David HaMelech. What's the God of David HaMelech's Tehillim? The God, what's the godness of all the generations of Adam? Because Avram instilled it into us. starts with the Tehillim of Oisa. Over the Maisa, Soyba Shaldov, and Noch, the Soyin of the Akedah. Avram was an older man already. But Avram, Noch and the Soyin. According to Rabbi Yoin, the Soyin of the Kfura Sora was in the Soyin. Then Avram was tested again. Hello, the Gazar. Today we're going to try to dissect and understand the Ian of the Soyin. The Rabban Taka talks about in the parasha. What is the Ian of the Soyin? But we all go through them. So what is it? What is the Ian of the Soyin? What do you mean, Rabbi? My dictionary says test. It's a test. You have a spelling test, a math test, and you have a test. It's different tests. But test is a very, very, very poor translation of verses of what an Nisoyan is, my boy said. If a person ends with the test, my boy said, then he misses the whole Yisoyan of Nisoyan, because what Nisoyan is all. Meforishim bring down, Rabbi Yaakov Gamenetsky speaks about it, that all the others of Boisa were tested, not just stam tests, but dafka tests that were connected their nature. Dafka connected their nature. Avram was midas hachesed, he was tested, and the in all the Azachar were in of all of them, but a lot of what the of Achzori is gorgeous. Omer ben Omazois, the mice of Akeda. Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu was midas haemes. The whole mice has to go in and take the brachas b'sheker dafka. Has to go in and say ani eis ani eisav b'chayrecha ani mitz eisav. Yitzchok is a whole shayla, what his tenor, Yaakov is a whole mahalach, I have a different mahalach. And one of the tiny ones that the sign of Yitzchok is that according to the Rechaim HaKadosh, he knew who Esav was. He knew who Esav was, so long to the Rechaim HaKadosh. But Yitzchok was Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin says, throw him out of the house. His concern was to keep him in the house. So that was the son of Yitzchok. To Mekar of Yitzchok, to Mekar of Esav. To Mekarav Esav. Did it work? Yes, it worked, because Eliphaz grew up in his lap, and when he ran after Yaakov, he didn't kill him, because Gadol, the mice are keeping him in the house, had a murderic effect. But Soiv Shaldav, they all tested Kineget. What's the Yisoid of Boisai? She the Mishnah say, Noch the Mishnah, Asoron Yisyonis, Asoron Yisnas, Ramavina, in that Mishnah, Ramavina, the Mishnah says an interesting lashon. Lo hidia kama chibosoi shavavom avinu olav hashon. The Mishnah says that to teach us kama chibosoi, how much is the love shavavom avinu olav hashon. So the pastures we learned the Mishnah is kama chibosoi of Avram to Hakadosh Baruch. But in Meiri and Shmash Mishtilu and Rabbeinu Yoina. That's the. But the Meiri says, I say, Yesh before Chibosu Shavram Avinu Ala Kodesh Baruch. Kama Chibosu Shavram Avinu Ala Kodesh Baruch. How much is the law? Pass the Mishnah Lord. Kama Chibosu is how much. Is how much Hashem, Avram loves Hashem. Oh, but the Meiri learns no. How much love Hashem has for Avram Avinu? Love. Being tested to take his son and take him all out to the wilderness, to the midbar, to the mountain, and shecht his son of Isaac. The Yisoid of Nisyonis of Isaac is unbelievable. We don't ask for Nisyonis, we don't look for Nisyonis, but Dafka of Isaac. So we have to know it's from the Ibn Ishmael. But Nisyonos are something fascinating. The Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, we want to say, that the Yisoid of Nisyon is Miloshin Neis. Visima Yisoid al Neis, the Farshim say that's Miloshin Neis. And the Yusod, the Oimek HaYusod, is that the Tachlis of a Nisoyoin is because a person doesn't know who he really is and how much koichos he really has and how much he can go the extra mile, he can accomplish until he's tested. The yisoid of a test is to know if you know the material. That's all we test we have. If the knowledge is there, it's to bring out the knowledge that a person has. The yisoid of an yisoid, because both doesn't stop. He's not a masochist. He doesn't want a chas v'shalom cause person, but he wants us to realize who we really are, and how much of a potential, how much koyach that we really have, Rabbi Yisrael. That the person that thinks he's the weakling, the person that thinks that he doesn't have koyches, the person that thinks that it's so difficult, it's so hard. And why does it have to be so difficult and so hard? The answer is, because deep inside you have a potential, you have a koyach that's not being tapped into. And when you overcome that nisoyon, and when you push and you taka a matzliach, you're able to bring out and to actualize and to generate that koyach in the world. It becomes a real koyach. That the Gemara Chazal say in this Asor Nisoyon Nisnas from Avinu, that Rav Chaim Volozhin says, why is in this Mishnah says Avinu? Because he not only was able to be victorious and matzliach and the soyin, but he became part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael, because Avram was koinit through this hatzlocha. It brought it out to the poyo, the potential came to fruition, it came real, it became a real thing. And this is the yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, of all the nisyonos of Avram Avinu, of every nisyon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu laudia chibosoi, the person loves him. Because if he would stay like that, Hitaka would be an old man playing golf. Pass me the four iron. Maybe I'll go for the putter now. But instead, Avram became the Avinu. And then all Klai Yisrael were most nefesh in the Doiros. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin that people love to come to Eretz Yisrael. The guy's in Oklahoma City. He wants, he's a Jew, he barely knows it. His mom just told him last week, we gotta go to Israel. Birthright, let's get out there. We gotta see, I love Israel. Get that t-shirt, the big heart. He wants to go to Israel, they want to go to Israel, they have a love, Lech Lecha, from the sciences of Rav Avinu came from that. The Klal Yisrael, it all glass of the love, Eretz Yisrael wants to come to Eretz Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh. People come here, they have jobs, they give it all up to come to Eretz Yisrael. They don't realize it comes from the Yisrael of Lech Lech. That Avram ingrained in the DNA, but only because he brought it to fruition, L'maisa. And an old man, the Bereshim tested him, you know why? Because the potential was still there, the koichos were there, and he could bring it to fruition. The Koichos Baruch Hu wanted to bring it out, Adasoy. And who knows, even though he's over 100, who knows how old he was already by the Maisa from Make a Cheshbon in the 130, whatever, 140s, whatever he was. When he's the Nisayon of the Nisayon of, according to the Nisayon was 37, whatever, but the Nisayon of the Akedah and the Nisayon after the Nisayon Imenu, all the Nisayonis, because there's Noch, we could bring out more potential. Noch potential! To the fruition, Avram has so much more. He can become such a greater person. There's so much greatness that could be revealed in the Welt. And when the Kodesh Baruch gives him a sign, it's difficult. This is difficult for me. Over there, Faken, he's talking that I have the potential. I have the koiches. I can bring it out to fruition. I can make myself into somebody that's real. I can bring out koichas that not only can affect myself, but can affect the Doris Acher, as the Rav Chaim Volozhin says in that Mishnah. Everybody can do it when they accomplish the Soyin, not only for himself, but he does it for Doris. So when the Soyin comes, we don't ask him, but there's the Soyin, and we all have the Soyinists. And some of the hardest Soyin, we always say, it's so hard, Rebbe. It's so hard to get up in the morning. You know, I'm in that sleep, but Mamish. I can sleep now for weeks. Mamish. Like a Bog once said, Hashem Yirachem. The Gemara says in Brochus, that Misa, that sleep is 1/60th of Misa. He said, Rebbe, can you imagine how Gishmak Misa is going to be? But anyway, the Gemara is zogt. Chazal say, a guy's to sleep, to the sun, to get up in the morning. For this guy is very difficult. He's not a morning, I'm not a morning person, Rebbe. I'm not a morning person. Of course, you go to bed 3:30 in the morning, I have to be a morning person. Rebbe, I just can't figure it out. Maybe you can figure it out. I just can't get up in the morning. Okay, let's try to go. Let's bring in all the Chachmei Hador to figure this out. We'll go bring all the professors to figure this out. 4:30, last scene. 4:30 in the morning. Oh, I can't really figure it out. He's drinking Coca-Cola at 12:30. I couldn't sleep last night. This doesn't make sense. So I couldn't get up in the morning. It's such a big nesoyim for me. Roshan used to say, "Vayera, vayivoyka, go to sleep at night at a normal time." It's a simple equation. But you go to sleep early, you get up. You have to be a giant chacham. Just pushing common sense. You go like going and stam agav. Boys, the guy goes to sleep early at night. Boys, his mind is fresh. You come to morning seder, it's a pellet bus. And morning seder happens to be designated for Ian HaTorah Rebbeisa. Ian, I don't know if anybody knows what that means, but Ian means analyzation. We analyze the Gemara Rebbeisa. If you finally get up, or you're able to get up after the 4:30 or 4:45 night, you're going to finally falling into the bed, at the Chazon Ish. He falls into bed, but for different reasons he fell into bed, not at the Chazon Ish. But anyway, he falls into bed at 4:30, and he gets up, he pushes himself. He comes to morning saying he has to analyze something. But he's like, mental torture! His brain is half dead, and he has to figure out the Rosh, which was so intricate, and his brain is mamish asleep. You gotta get into some type of shot to that brain to get it going. And he's trying to figure out the Rosh, but Rebbe, I ain't got any geschmack in my learning. But no geschmack. Where you have no geschmack from? Your brain is dead. You try to figure out the Rashba. If your brain is alive, you went to sleep at 11 o'clock. You've had a good plan, everybody said. You planned it out very nice. I'm going to sleep at 11 o'clock. I'm going to sleep 7 hours, whatever, 8 hours, whatever, get up for chakras. My mind is fresh, boy. Said you come in guaranteed, boy. Said you can have a geschmack, you're learning. But you learn with half a brain, boy. Said okay, get another coffee, maybe it'll work. And why do you take so many coffee breaks? He's trying to learn the Gemara with one eye open. Can't even see the Rashba. Forget about figuring out the Rashba, huh? Next thing you think, he's being ma'ayin into the Rashba. I once woke up by where he said, not too much Ian, I told him. Anyway, the kitza, he's being ma'ayin the Rashba. He's fast asleep. Over the Rashba, at least he's not drooling on the Rashba. He's not on something else. Fast asleep. Get to sleep, Rabbi. You want to enjoy learning, Rabbi. You want to the garment, get to sleep. Put yourself into the bed. It's so hard. Okay, that's an assignment for me. But everybody has an assignment, Rabbi. And if you overcome it, Rabbi, you overcome it, you work at it, and you get good at it, boy, son. The potential you bring out, boy, son. These nesonos that we have in every area, it's to bring us out. It's difficult, it's hard. But it's to bring out the godless, boy, son. It's to bring out the godless. Every nesonos that we have, with every area it is, boy, son. It's difficult, it's hard. But the tachlis of boy, son, besoif, is that we can't, we will never reach our potential if we don't do hard things. The worst thing, Rabbi Yisai. This is a whole shmooze in itself. But the Hashem Yirachi, Rabbi Yisai, we grew up in this generation. We grew up in a generation that the world has brainwashed us. The world's hashkafa has mamish destroyed us. And we don't have it's a taka svara to liftor and oynes, but we can't go away with the oynes. But the world's hashkafa has destroyed the human. I mean, well, I grew up this way also. We all grew up. What's the most important word? It's a four-letter word that the whole entire world lives on day and night. It has to be easy. Life must be easy. easy as possible. And if it's not easy, there's something wrong. That is the hashkafa we live with, Rabbi Yisrael. A bachur once came to me, says, Rebbe, I asked, I was talking about getting up in the morning to shachris. So he came over and said, Rebbe, it's so hard. I looked at him and said, right, what else? Yeah, but Rebbe, it's so hard. What did he want from me? He wanted my sympathy, my empathy, because in his mind, he has a terrace. In his mind, he has a terrace. The world has made that a terrace. It's hard. So I said to him, it's supposed to be hard. You didn't tell me anything just now. You didn't tell me the sun is shining. That's what you told me. You told me zero. It's hard. It's supposed to be hard. Why is it different? Why do we think different? Because we brought up. Let's make life easier and easier and easier. You don't have to do nothing today. You don't have to do anything. Zero. They're making machines now where you don't even have to open the fridge. The fridge has a computer. It knows when things are missing. It sends a thing to the supermarket. And the guy's at your door. What are you doing here? 2 bottles of milk you're missing. Oh, and a stub of butter. Huh? Oh, it's registered. Can we? No, I'll take it into the thing. Don't worry, my robot's coming soon to take put it into the fridge. Zero! They want us to lay on a bed and be do nothing. Zero! Make it easier. You don't have to drive a car anymore. That's it, Rabbi say. Forget about driver's license. All that work to go on the drive. What do you need that for? Computerized cars! Plug it in. Back to sleep. And you have arrived at your destination. Baruch Hashem. Nach a nap. Unbelievable. Zero. We want to make it easier and easier. To do nothing. We look at the past generation of my son. Everybody today, you go around the whole world. You have to labor the label. It's labeled. ADD, ABC, XYZ. His zipper has a zipper problem. He has XYZ. You gotta label it. Everything has to have a label. ADD, ADHD, ADBCCD. Why does that have to have a thing? Because we have to have a terrace. Why is that thing? Work hard. They had it more. I have ADD. Everybody has ADD. The generation had ADD. They didn't have it. You know why? I saw my grandfather's hands. This big. He was a butcher. He got up at 6 in the morning. He went to Shachris. He was a butcher. He worked until who knows how late at night. It was terror murder. But he did it. He did it. And he became a strong man because of it. Not only in his physical physique, but he built his inside. He said, and there was no tirutzim, no answers, no nothing. He got up and he went to work. Today, there's always tirutzim. Yes, the boy went, I had the sniffles last night. Don't you hear? My left eyeball. Not the eyeball, the top of the eyeball, the eyelash. The eyelash got infected from my nostril hair. I had to go to the emergency room to pull out the eyelash. Here, Rebbe, it's right here. I had to miss 2 weeks. My toenail wasn't ingrown. It cut it off. I stepped on it. I got a cut on my toe. 2 weeks! Hashem Yirachem, there's always terutzim and terutzim because it has to be easy. It has a little bit of effort. A little bit of effort, oh my son. A little bit more. So difficult. We'll have to deal with the problem. Get a psychologist. Back on the couch. Sleeping. You gotta talk to the psychologist. The Rebbe makes me work so hard. I don't know if this yeshiva is for me. Maybe I should move to a different yeshiva to have better beds, thicker mattresses. I once had a bacha, he slept by me. He slept in yeshiva, he slept a lot of times, it didn't work. He wanted to go to the mirror. So, what are you going to the mirror? I said, I said, Abach Azer, I wrote the thing, Yashon Etzleinu, Shtei Shonim, slept by us for 2 years. Nola Sadr Loi Mizroin Over. Please set up for him a heavy, a thick mattress. V'tira Harbe Nachas Mimeno. You have to know Hebrew for the joke. Anyway, B'kitza, Seif Shul Dovar, Abayisai. We're looking for the excuse to make it easier, Abayisai. The hard, the difficult, the difficult nisyonos and the hardships that we have, the thing we have, it's all for tachlis of boysai. That if we bring it out, that if we overcome it, we push through, we don't give in, then builds us a boysai. It's a myriad of people, a boysai. People with an insight of boysai. Today, the bacha have no insight, there's nothing there. You blow, bacha falls over, says one thing, not too much, Rebbe. The shmooze is a little too hard for me. Take it easy. Make it easy, shmooze. Talk about falafel balls. What are you talking about? Such difficult things. Okay, but you'll never get anywhere. You remain your whole life with so much potential that zero there. What's that? There's stories and stories. 55-year-old lady, grandmother. Her kid was unburied under the wheel. What's that? She ran out and Hercules. 55, mommy, she couldn't lift, who knows what, the bottle of milk. Boom! Lifted up the car, but they took out the kid. Was the pshat? The situation was a situation where she needed to do it. The hardship was there, and she had to go through it. And the koichas that she had came out, Rabbi said. What happened all of a sudden? The koichas were there, it was never brought to fruition, Rabbi said. The assurance that we go through, if we give in and we don't fight and we don't overcome the Rabbi Yisrael, we'll never ever reach our potential. We'll never get anywhere. Avraham Avinu, if he wasn't the Snasa, we would have never known, we wouldn't have ever had the Milo of the Akedah Rabbi Yisrael. He was tested 9 times. But there was another koyach within him that he could go as Pinchas Yechidcha the Shav Shmai says in Akdomba Asher Ahavta. In the tzivu it says Asher Ahavta. Later on it says Pinchas Yechidcha. Even that Ava they had for his son Avraham Avinu, with that Madregi was able to uproot it, whatever it means, and he was able to, that even that for the Rebbein Shel Olam, that koyach would have never come out. There's no Asher Ahavta, because even that koyach of Asher Ahavta he had, the Ava they had for his ben, was also now designated to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that koyach would have never came out. So he would have been an old man who went through greatness, joyness, but that koyach that it had, and for the doyrus, for us, and for the generation, for himself, how much Hashem loved him, take it easy, old Abe, what are you doing to him? No, but he has much more koyches we can bring to bore for wisdom. Much more koyches, and every single one of us has that. Now we sell ourselves cheap, Rabbi. We sell ourselves cheap. So many people, Rabbi, say we can finish mesechtes, and we do it. It takes commitment, and it takes to be there every day, and it takes to overcome that nisur. And it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy every single day to come, but Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, if you're not going to do it, you're not going to make it. The ins and outs, the breaks and the times, it doesn't go, Rabbi Yisai. You need the consistency. If you don't have it, you're not going to get there, Rabbi Yisai. And if you're not going to get there, you're not going to feel the seepuk, and you're not going to bring out your koyches. You got to overcome it. You got to push through. Get a little bit sniffles, snuffles, coughs, this, that. Rabbi Yisai, that person's sick, he's sick. There's a patur choyl. But let's be real with ourselves, Rabbi Yisai. Is it just a little bit harder to come? It's hard. We overcome hardship. Hard is good. Adam la'amu yulad. We're here in this world to work, Rabbi Yisai. And work is good, Rabbi Yisai. The reason, Rabbi Yisai, and this is my posh tashkofa, millions of people, we never had it, Rabbi Yisai. Millions of people on psychologists, pills, they're taking this, uppers, downers, sidewaysers, and they're doing this and that, they're going to psych, never to the business of psychology, it's crazy, but LSW, MSW, this, that, social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists, dead, millions of people are going. You know why? My sheet is, no one's happy. You know why no one's happy? Because they grew up with this hashkafa of the world, let's make it easy, let's not, and they never realized who they were. So they're living a life, living in a body where they have so much potential, but they're not going nowhere in life. So they're depressed. Of course you're depressed. Because Adam lo amol yulod. If you don't work, if you're not going to be work hard, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to be happy in this world. That's the metzias. That's the DNA. That's the mechanics of this world. Adam lo amol, you got to work hard, and it's a world working hard to bring out the potential. That's how you bring it out. That's how combustion. That's how you bring out the fire. You bring make the fire through working hard, through pushing, through going through it, and overcoming it. And if you don't, you have so much potential. And it's just laying dormant, and you're just going to get depressed. And people are living their lives just sitting on the couch and getting more depressed. Because psychologists don't have the answers. Maybe try this, maybe try that, maybe this pill, the blue pill, the yellow pill. I don't know, jump off the roof. If you land, if you're alive at the end, maybe it'll be good for you. I don't know, they have no answers. They make up their things. They did, do this, do that. Bang your head on the wall 7 times, then tie a ribbon around your thing, and then go around like a cock, like a tarnagol, and say cock-a-doodle-doo. And tomorrow you'll feel better. Adam the Amal Yulad. Hard is good. Work is good, Rabbi said. Work is good. If you work hard, you're going to see Hatzlach, Rabbi said, and you learn. You work hard in the Sfara. The Gemara says, Agra, the Shmai's the Sfara. You're going to enjoy the Sfara. If you work hard and making a program for yourself, Rabbi said, going to sleep on time and getting up, you're going to feel good about it because you feel accomplished, Rabbi said. And you bring out the koichas that you have, Rabbi said. And so chaval, Rabbi said, people go their whole lives and they're running away from every nisayon. They're running away from every opportunity because they just want to just lay back and be easy and don't get involved, don't do anything. Just let's lay low. Let's just go to sleep. Well, and the morning something will be better. Let's go to sleep Friday afternoon. Sabbath is coming. I don't have anything from Shabbos. I got to work hard. Make Kiddush, Havdalah, Mir. I don't have anything from it. Just stay up late Thursday night, you know, try to stay up a little Friday, and go straight through the Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, a bagel and a half, mamish from a Friday afternoon, and wake up. Never heard such better words. The Sabbath is over, and I slept it through. Ah, what a geschmack of Shabbos. Bekitza, Silver Shul Torah Shabbos, the time to Chazi Gemara, but it's hard after the chant. You're tired. I'm not saying take a little nap. Go learn Chazi Gemara. Use the Shabbos now, Rabbi, for the Kedusha, the Shama Yisera that you have. The Mishpura asked that they asked the Shama Shera after Shabbos, what are you Mechanish the Shabbos? They asked, you have a Shama Yisera, Rabbi, an extra Neshama, that means you can Mechanish new Kedusha, Rabbi. For nothing we give on Sunday morning, we have the Chaburah, Rabbi. I didn't make it for nothing. You have a Nesham Yisheir over Shabbos, murder the Kedushin. Says Mr. Brewish, and that reason they ask, what were you Mechadish on Shabbos? What were you Mechadish to Shabbos? A Bacha once told me, what do you mean? I ate at 2 Kedushin this week. I had Shami Kogel at one, and the other one was Mechadish potato Kogel. It was a tremendous Kiddush. And this Shabbos, another Bacha said, I had an unbelievable Kiddush. I slept an extra hour. Baruch Hashem, Shabbos Menucha. This Shabbos was a murderous Shabbos. I spent 7 hours in the toilet. It's a chiddush this week. The chont wasn't as good as last week. That was my chiddush for Shabbos. Chiddush, Rabbi said, you have a neshama yisera, you know what that means. Neshama yisera, you have extra kedusha. You can chiddush, you can connect with the universe on different levels. But if you shy away and just take that dive off the diving board into the bed, after the chont, dive in, wake me up Sunday morning. What do you mean Sunday morning? We just finished 1 o'clock. The chont was a little heavy this week. Off the diving board, straight into the pillow. Rebbe needs you. It's Monday night. Time for Maariv. It's a little bit extra sleep. Shalosh yom v'shalosh leilos. It's hard. It's not easy after the chont. It's not easy, Rabbi Yisai. And you have to take a nap. You have to have your shower. But Rabbi Yisai, don't cheapen yourselves. Don't sell yourselves out cheap. There's so much koichas in every one of us, Rabbi Yisai. So much koichas, you can bring it out. We saw this week that tzim, Rabbi Yisai. I don't want to go into it, Rabbi Yisai. We saw the great Ben Aron Chaveiro that was in that tzim, Rabbi Yisai. But we saw that person that worked day in, day out, Shabbos and Fridays, and every day, Rabbi Yisai. And Hadron Allah Masech the Kedusha, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, we can finish the year. This year you can go a whole year and you can mamish, do everything, go to restaurants and have a good time, Rabbi Yisai, and sell yourselves out cheap. Or you can finish the year this year, Rabbi Yisai, with Hajj and Aloch, the Sechta Baba Kama.